first place we want to take you to is to Europe.
We're flying up to Europe on a holiday.
With European Holiday, an SAS-sponsored record that has Mitch Miller and his orchestra.
We'll find out what there is to see in all Cadiz. We'll join the skate parisians watching champagne fizz.
Yeah, so SAS, the Scandinavian airline system, and it's just a wonderful kind of package that's co-sponsored by the airlines and Columbia Records. And it basically takes a young couple through how to take their first European trip. So it's kind of got an earnest, you know, travel agent. It's got some spoken word on the record. It's got some songs that introduce you to Europe. It tells you how to apply for a passport. It's really kind of a complete guide to traveling to Europe.
We fly you up to Scotland, then to England, then to France. At Nice, you sail to Naples on a ship built for romance. You cruise the Riviera, stop at Cairo and Beirut. We fly you back through Europe, Scandinavia's en route.
And SAS released this, apparently, because they were opening up some new travel routes. And we really see that the co-sponsorship here of the airline and the music and this notion of travel in the mid-century. From the European Holiday, there was the chance to go dancing at the Havana Hilton, and that takes us to a record album focused on Cuba.
Whenever we found Cuban records, we've been collecting records for over 20 years, we just were really fascinated because when we grew up, you know, Cuba was really off limits. We couldn't get Cuban products. So whenever we saw a Cuban record, we were really intrigued.
There's this beautiful blue cover, and the Havana Hilton on the cover of Dancing at the Havana Hilton is a beautiful hotel. It was designed by architect Belton Beckett, and you see the pool complex.
Basically, as soon as that hotel opened, the Cuban Revolution happened, and Castro, when he came into Havana, he commandeered the hotel, and it became the provisional headquarters for the rebels, and it was renamed Habana Libre, and from then on, it's been in the government's hands.
We love the idea of people leaving from Florida, hopping over to Cuba just for an evening to dance and play cards and drink rum. And after the hotel went into the hands of Castro, there was less Cuban rum.
And so the record kind of gets you ready for your trip to Cuba. It has cha-cha-chas and mambos and kind of typical Cuban music.
And if you never got to go to Cuba, you can just put the record on and dance in your living room.
Well, we'll turn next to one of the more exotic records in our book, Cairo, The Music of Modern Egypt. This is part of Capitol Records' Capitol of the World series, which featured over 400 LPs that featured music from around the world. This record in particular has a beautiful picture of the pyramids on the cover, a classic tourist shot of camels and the desert of Egypt.
The Capitol of the World records are fantastic in our eyes because they often have dual language texts in the liner notes. This one has a bit of Arabic, and when you listen to the music, it's quite lovely.
In collecting these records and writing the book, we've discovered just a real amazing range of music, photography, design. It's been a real learning experience to see the availability of records in that era. Just everything got recorded. There were a lot of spoken word records. There were advice records, also music, of course, but guides to becoming modern in post-war America.
والكاسي بيني وبينك يروي العطشان والكاسي بيني